Hello, Emma. You're a bit late this morning.
Yes, sorry. I thought your room was on the next floor. You've moved office, haven't you?
That's right. Haven't I emailed you my new office room number?
No, I don't think so. But that's okay. I saw the notice on your old office door and finally found your new room.
Oh, great. Anyway, let's see what you've got. Have you done the primary research for this business studies project yet?
Yes, I have. I gathered all the data I need. But I'm afraid I haven't finished writing the results up yet.
That's okay, because that's what I want us to talk about today. We can discuss the different sections of your project report in detail. Now, what was your final title?
It's The Performance of Small Business Startups in the City.
Right. Can you just remind me how you went about this research project?
Sure. I found 10 small businesses which had opened this year and interviewed the owners.
And how did you choose the 10?
Well, that was difficult. In the end, I went for variety. A sandwich shop, a stall in the market, a taxi firm, a picture framer, all sorts really. I wanted to have a good mix of service and product businesses.
So, have you transcribed all these interviews?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. I did start, but it takes too long to write out a 30-minute interview.
Well, I think you can now see one of the drawbacks of this research method. It's easy to be overwhelmed by information from interviews. So how will you organise your findings?
I want to look at what factors they all have in common, and I thought of a few, including previous experience, capital available, expectations and performance. In other words, I will look at how their business plan compares with their results in the first 6 months.
I'm surprised they were all willing to talk about their performance. Businesses aren't usually keen to tell you how they're doing.
When I interviewed them, we agreed not to use their real names in the report. So, for example, it's just Firm A taxi service.
Fair enough. So what conclusions have you been able to draw from your research so far?
Well, I realised it wasn't easy to generalise. But I did divide the survey participants into three groups based on their overall performance. Of course, I can't say that our survey is definitive, it's only a small one, but one thing which I saw really clearly is that there seems to be a strong link between previous experience and business success. For example, the sandwich shop owner, who's doing really well, had previously worked in a small business for 2 years.
Okay, this sounds good. And do you think you'll be able to finish this report by the deadline? You've only got 5 days left, and it seems you've got quite a lot of writing to do.
Oh, I'm absolutely certain. I'll finish on time.
Okay, great. Please remember to include the interview questions, won't you?
Of course.
Well, I guess that's all for today. I must say, your research sounds really interesting.